Well, the United States plans to boost its case against Iran when UN Security Council envoys visit Washington to inspect alleged pieces of weapons. The Pentagon claims Iran shipped to Yemen. UN ambassadors will visit a military hangar near Washington on Monday, where U.S. envoy to the UN, Nikki Haley, presented pieces of metal, which she claimed were parts of an Iranian-made ballistic missile. They will also view other weapons Washington says Tehran has supplied to Yemen's Ansarullah movement. The Islamic Republic denies the allegation. Tehran says it's impossible even to send humanitarian aid to Yemen, as the country is under Saudi Arabia's all-out sea, air, and land siege. Ansarullah says its weapons are domestically manufactured and that Yemen has a stockpile of Scud missiles. The Trump administration has repeated such accusations against Tehran, all trying to undermine the landmark nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries. As we cross over to Madison, Wisconsin, welcoming Dr. Kevin Bear, editor of Veterans Today. Thanks so much for being with us, Kevin. I mean, is it not mind-boggling in many ways that when the United States is supplying Saudi Arabia with the most sophisticated weapons, airplanes, missiles, and everything, that they're trying to hold Iran accountable for something that hasn't been proven, but they say that Iran is actually giving missile to the Houthi fighters in Yemen. Your take on all of this?
Well, unfortunately, this kind of hypocrisy is completely typical of the U.S. government, and it's gotten even worse now under the Trump regime. Nikki Haley is an international laughingstock for her absurd, you know, theatrics in trying to push the permanent Israeli capital in Jerusalem, for talking about non-existent countries that the people, you know, make up and give her a call, and she accepts that there are non-existent countries that are invaded and occupied by Russia and things like this. So she's utterly ignorant, and the United Nations and the rest of the governments of the world know this, but this is really pushing it. As you said, the United States and its allies, including, of course, Britain, are helping Saudi Arabia commit genocide in Yemen, just utterly decimate Yemen in this war of aggression that's aimed at extending Saudi Arabia's geopolitical control of Yemen to help Saudi Arabia build pipelines and control the Gulf. So this absurd allegation that one missile supposedly came from Iran, which looks highly unlikely. Most of the objective reports on this have tended to support the Houthi position that this is a local weapon. But even if it were true, the allegation would be ludicrous given this overwhelming pile of horrendous weaponry that has been piled on Saudi Arabia to destroy Yemen. So I don't know what to do. I'm an American, but I'm ashamed of my country. I just shake my head in horror when this kind of thing happens. And I just wish that people like Nikki Haley had some kind of shame.
What do you think? I mean, of course, since 1979, the revolution that took place inside of Iran, we, of course, have seen animosity out of Washington towards Tehran, but it seems to have reached a new level under the Trump administration. How do you evaluate this? And if you agree, why is it the case?
Well, I think the Trump presidency was manufactured by a hardline Zionist cabal involving people like Netanyahu and the PNAC Brigade, Project for a New American Century, that brought us 9/11. I think those people who we know staged the 9/11 false flag operation in order to try to destroy seven countries in 5 years, as General Clark revealed after hearing it directly from a neocon shortly after 9/11. The point of 9/11 was to destroy seven Middle Eastern countries in 5 years. Those were the seven countries posing a problem for Israel. And number seven on the list was Iran. And it was saved for last because it was the biggest problem, the biggest country, the toughest country to take down. And the wise heads in American foreign policy recaptured the presidency under Obama. They put this the seventh country on hold, and we're trying to normalize things a bit with Iran. So Netanyahu and the 9/11 perpetrators, the extremists, managed to regain the presidency through Donald Trump, who is a lifelong asset of the Kosher Nostra, a primarily ethnic Jewish organized crime syndicate that includes, of course, the Russian mob and a lot of other organized crime assets around the world. That's who Trump is. That's why he was put in power. His purpose is to be the front man for a projected destruction of Iran. So the people in Iran need to know this, and people in the United States, because this is extremely dangerous for the United States, for Iran, and for the region.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, out of Madison, Wisconsin.